Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you, my friends. Happy Saturday. I love doing the live shows. This is a live show, always has been. And if I have any control, always will be. Sometimes I have to do pre-recorded shows with other stations, things like this. I like the live show. So happy Saturday morning to you. Glad you're listening. All right, disease. The issue about disease, your symptom, the problem, superficial understandings of it. We talk about our disease, our symptom, our problem with the liver, our heart attack and rehab, our cancer, our autoimmune disease, so on and so forth. And we're convinced they're all very different. In some respect sense, they are. But the bottom line is they're all the same. They all come from the same problems. Where they manifest is in relationship to your genetics. So the foundation being offset, the foundation being incorrect. As many of you have heard me say over the years, when the terrain is off, all hell can break loose. And which direction it's going to go, well, that's your genetics. If you have a genetic predisposition and you're running extremely acidic and you're biomechanically imbalanced and you're holding noxious emotion inside yourself, well, where that disease ends up, well, that's the genetics. But who cares? Because the point is that if you want to do something about it, for the most part, it's about the same thing. The therapies that really work are about the same for everybody. Now, how you dish them out specific to the person, well, that's an art form. But when it comes down to it, there's a bunch of things you got to do. And if you do them, how you get there is going to differ from person to person. There's the, well, how do I do it for me versus my friend down the street? That's where that diversity lives. But you're basically doing the same things. There are comprehensive solutions for disease. And I'm going to give you an insight into this today, into one of the great insights on that. So get to the website, straighttalk.cc. That's 2Ts.cc, not .com. I try to teach with pictures. Not easy to do if you're driving. But then I implore you to get to the website, straighttalk.cc, and look at the shows, look at the pictures. Pictures add. I'm glad that some of you can do it without the pictures. Some of you must. But if you can get to the pictures and listen to the words, a world will open up. This is the class you should have had when you were taking biology and chemistry. I have many doctors that come to this site. This is the class they wish they had. Well, they got it now. Concept, bone marrow. So you're looking at the show. Show 268. Concept, bone marrow. What we all know is that in the bone marrow, we have something called stem cells. The 2012 Nobel Prize for Medicine went to Sir John Gurdon, G-U-R-D-O-N, and Japanese fellow, a bit younger than Sir John. Both of them shared the Nobel Prize for taking skin, your skin. Not some embryo, but your skin, your plain old skin, and changing those skin cells into pluripotent stem cells. Meaning that from your skin, these guys who won the Nobel Prize made from your skin a bunch of cells that could be injected into your body to regenerate whatever organ off whatever disease your body required. That's worth a Nobel Prize. Problem, it hasn't translated yet. I have perspectives on that, but what I'm way more interested in, what you're way more interested in, is the fact that our bodies already do this. See, that's what's fascinating to me. Science goes into normal human physiology, extrapolates out of it, multiplies it synthetically, and you get the Nobel Prize for that. You know, give God, the Creator, give him the Nobel Prize, right? But you can't say that. Descartes screwed up that lingo, right? You can't talk about God and science. It's verboten. If you do, you lose your PhD, you go back to kindergarten, you get arrested, whatever. Listen to medical historians talk about the deal Descartes made with the Vatican. Descartes handled the science, the Vatican handled spirituality. Big mistake. There is much God in science, there is much science in God. Ramifications of this unfortunate split between science and God, ramifications are, well, what I just said. What are we spending gazillion dollars to figure out that we can take skin cells and turn them into pluripotent stem cells when our bodies do it every day? Why don't we go in and study those mechanisms and how to enhance those mechanisms? Well, welcome to my show. Welcome to holistic medicine. Welcome to the scientists that write books on it. But it all gets lost, and it definitely doesn't get integrated, and that's why you listen to this show. So if you're new, strap on your seatbelt. Okay, the bone marrow. Why do we start with the bone marrow? Because healing disease has to go to the bone. That's an expression. Healing disease has to go to the bone. Why? Because the things you do have to prompt the bone to begin to send myriads of stem cells to wherever they're required in the body. Done deal. Done deal. You should go into the bone marrow transplants. People that get the autologous bone marrow transplants where they suck out the stem cells, kill all the bone marrow, and then inject the stem cells back into the body so the stem cells can run to the bone marrow, make blood cells, do all sorts of things. There's all sorts of astounding compensatory mechanisms in the body that science understands but doesn't do anything with. There is one example. We know that you can take all the stem cells out of the bone marrow, then kill the bone marrow, and then inject the stem cells back in. Well, a lot of those stem cells are going to make blood cells. That's what they do from the bone marrow especially. But what they're leaving out is that those stem cells will also circulate through the body to target organs. If you've had a heart attack and your heart can receive the stem cell, if it's in a condition where it can receive, if your brain is degenerating, your body's doing this all the time anyway. That's hard science. No one can dispute that. Now, there's a problem with the statement that we can utilize our God-given stem cells to repair organs. There's a problem with that statement, even though it's occurring every day. And the problem is, what about people who have serious disease? What about the guy that's had the heart attack? And he has very little heart function left, and he's not going to get a heart transplant, and his ventricular ejection fraction is half of what it should be, and he's on the digoxin or whatever else he's on, the Coreg, and in fact, he's just not right because his heart's not working, and he's on his way to the other side because of it. Well, the very reasonable question that the conservative scientists ask the fringe scientists, the very reasonable question is, well, if this guy's got stem cells given to him by the divine that should be traveling to the heart to regenerate it, why don't we see that happen? And you see, what they leave out is the answer, the all-important answer. And the all-important answer is, as you heal an organ, dead tissue, scarred cells, necrotic cells, cells that are dead due to apoptotic sequences. As the body attempts to heal these cells, I mean, your symptom, your disease, your rotted out, useless organ, as your body attempts to heal these, it will deploy stem cells from the bone marrow to those sites. But you've got to understand that those stem cells cannot be utilized in the extracellular matrix if the extracellular matrix, the space between the cells, is scarred beyond repair. So you got to understand there's this space in between the cells. And if that space in between the cells is scarred, is just living there with massive amounts of fibrin, then if you deploy the stem cells, it's not going to do any good. You have to be in a condition that will receive the stem cell. And that's what they're leaving out. That's what they don't understand. This is why Sir John Gurdon's 2012 solution isn't working. This is why we've been yakking about stem cell therapy for 20 years. And we haven't seen it go mainstream yet. We haven't seen it stick. Yes, you can go to different parts of the world. You could probably, if you had enough money, get to John Gurdon. And if you could give him enough dough, you could probably get the treatment tomorrow. But what they're going to tell you is what they find. And what they're going to tell you, if they're honest, is what your medical doctors in the United States will tell you that really do care. They'll say stem cell therapy works, but short term, and then it doesn't do any good. There's a reason. And it's a reason I think they're overlooking from our holistic perspective. And that is that the space between the cells has to be cleaned. But do you know what you're buying onto? Do you realize what you're buying the minute you say the space between the cells has to be cleaned? You're talking about rehab. I mean, you're talking about getting healthy. You're talking about a sick person, an older sick person, someone who's basically convalescing, somebody who's basically not really getting a full day's work in. And you're talking about putting them in a position over a period of years where they have to rehab themselves. Now, people do this. When you hear in the holistic community about these miraculous healings, about these diseases from lupus to rheumatoid arthritis to ankylosing spondylitis to cancer to serious heart disease and so on and so forth, that people attest cure to, that get pushed under the rug, but that still prevail in the literature, that is what those people did. Too often, this gets marginalized to that overnight miracle. My name is Jack. I was dying of a brain tumor, and I went and something happened overnight, and when I woke up, the brain tumor was gone. Sure. I'm sure it happens. Not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those miracles that you'll read about in the literature that are products of consistent, comprehensive work on the part of that individual that just doesn't want to quit. Now, what are they doing? What they're doing is changing the space in between the cells. And what that's allowing for are the hordes of stem cells that the marrow's deploying, trying to get to that site to repair. Now, that's it in a nutshell. That's it in a nutshell, what that entails, the pathway to it, what you have to go through, the way you have to wrap your mind around perception of that process. Well, that's another issue altogether. Most people don't get there. Most people are going to give up long before. Most of your doctors, if they're supervising something like that, get lost in the process, and most people don't get there. What we've got to do is streamline that process. My 268 shows are an attempt to streamline that process for people who have no other choice but to learn it that way. It would be nice if everybody could go to an ashram. It would be nice if everybody...